Proclamation number 7010 of 4th of January, 1958. Act of procreation in God remoteness occasion of unbelief. Every thinking human being would have to come to the conclusion that a relatively short time-lasting existence on Earth would be meaningless and pointless if the human being existed only for this short time. If it began at the moment of birth and ended at the hour of death, he would have to. If he acknowledged a creator, regard him as very small-minded, who only for the sake of a whim lets beings come into being for the sake of trivial earthly concerns and pleasures. Or he would have to. If he only regarded himself as an arbitrarily created product of nature, ask himself why intellect and free will are inherent in him. For such thoughts would make it appear doubtful to him to be only such an arbitrary product of nature. Through intellect and free will, man differs from all other creations of nature. He could therefore conclude that there is a creator spirit, who also possesses intellect and free will. Thus wisdom and power. And had he arrived at this thought, he would also try to fathom the meaning and purpose of his earthly existence and not be satisfied with the assumption that he was only created for the sake of earthly life itself. Every person could come to this conclusion by simply thinking about it if he has not already gained this realization and believes in a God of love, wisdom and omnipotence from whom he himself emerged. Yet many people are conceived in utmost distance from God by people who do not kindle a spark of love within themselves which gave them a light, who is still completely under the control of the adversary of God and now also implants their anti-divine attitude into the child which is brought into the world by them against their will and whose soul, surrounded by the densest shells, grows up without light and love. It is true that the nature of a child does not always have to correspond to that of its parents. A soul can also embody itself in it which consciously takes up the struggle with the dangers of this world. But the parent's single quote attitude is usually transferred to their children, and then people are born who only regard themselves as arbitrary products of nature and have no connection whatsoever with the one who first gave his approval for their creation. Because the will of those parents is also free and their nature justifies the birth of children. But even those children do not lack the ability to think in free will again. So that there is also a way for those people to get out of the darkness into the light. And those people also have the spark of love within them from God. It is also possible for them to ignite it. And divine graces also flow to them. But truly, these people live in greatest darkness who only see their purpose of life in earthly life itself, who think they have passed away at the moment of death and who don't want to recognize and acknowledge any power over themselves, for they don't use the gift of intellect either. They don't even seriously want to fathom the truth, or they would irrevocably change their way of thinking. And thus it can also be seen that the act of procreation is the adversary's weapon which often brings him victory in the battle for people's souls, for it drives people to unrestricted sensual pleasure and he will find no resistance. People give themselves to each other without restraint, yet not in love but only in sensual intoxication, which rarely enables any other than a dark soul to be convinced, and this darkness is usually expressed in the fact that all prerequisites for faith are missing, which is the adversary's intention. But arrogance can also darken a soul in which the foundations for knowledge are already present, if the intellect, in arrogance, deems itself capable of fathoming even the greatest secrets, then the adversary has also achieved his aim of making the human being unbelieving and confusing his thoughts. Amen.